What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here go Kyle. He's taking his victory lap. And y'all have the nerve to call me petty and talk about how I like to take victory laps. That's that guy right there.
I mean, I'm cooking this week. I am.
I like that energy.
You were right yesterday. Your gut said Tush Push is coming back. Good job.
Yep.
You were right to say Hughes Clue stunk today.
Yeah. And I mean, like, clearly it wasn't that big of a deal to screw the Eagles if the push play is returning.
Well, I would say Goodell still tried to screw the Eagles. Mm-hmm. And
also,
it was personal. And they did convert six teams from March
to now. So personal.
It was totally personal. Mm-hmm. It was against the Eagles.
Also, I thought Elliott made a great point. This even solidifies even more that this play is the Eagles' identity. I'm on a roll, and Hughes Clues. Got two clues. I knew it was going to get guessed after two clues. Like, you can't tell me nothing today.
You're having a pretty good week. You know who's having a better week? The Philadelphia Eagles, because the Tush Push is back. This segment sponsored by Meineke. When you step on your brakes, you hear a squeal or grinding, take your car to your locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you at Meineke.com. All right, 215-592-9494 to react to everything going on here. I do believe the NFL had it out for the Eagles, but it didn't work because we at least had 10 teams, I guess 9 others, because the Eagles clearly didn't vote against their own play. So 9 teams with spines. We are looking, and we have a whole...
He said 9 teams with spines.
That's what we have. We have 9 teams in the NFL that have a spine and didn't cower to Goodell and his bullying tactics, but we have a whole team on the lookout to find out which teams voted our way and then which teams voted against us, and we will create our list of Eagles enemies as the Tush Push Revenge Tour goes into overdrive for 2025. We know this. The Ravens voted our way. The Lions voted our way. The Pats voted our way. And the Jets, right? Those are the 4 we know of that had, again, spines and guts to vote the right way on this. We're going to find out the others. How do we think Josh Harris and the Commanders voted on this?
The Commodores, I think they were with us.
Mm-hmm. With us?
Yeah.
Josh Harris did not vote with us.
Well,
baloney.
I think
baloney.
Coach Quinn probably did. You know.
You have a lot of faith in some of these people out there.
Well, it's like Coach Quinn's a football, like, even though me and him we got a little bit of beef. You know.
Can we dig up that audio when Hugh and Coach Quinn have beef on the air in Atlanta? I would love to hear that.
I'll bring a phone call.
Let's ask around.
And but I think he probably was with us.
Well, we'll find out. When we get it all, we'll tell you about it. Let's go back to the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Tim in Swedesboro. He is excited. The Tush Push is back. What's up, Tim?
Oh, hell yes, I am. I was so relieved when I heard that. I was, like, waiting when Devin came on. I was like, come on, Devin, give us good news. And then when she said she wasn't, they didn't do anything, I'm like, oh, God. But now I'm relieved. I'm happy to see more of it. And I'm actually curious who did vote against us, because I'm not surprised if any of the rivals, they like, you know, Hugh, like, I love it when you call them the Commodores. I love it.
Yeah, they don't like it, though. They'd be all right.
Yeah, I don't like him either. I know a Washington fan, you know. Him and I go at it every day, but still, I wouldn't be surprised, like, if the rivals, like, are in the division, like the Chiefs, I'm not surprised. The Niners, I won't be surprised that voted against us. But, you know, say what you want. You know, we dominate at it. Nobody else can do it like we can. And, you know, I'm curious to see who's going to keep trying to dominate it. That's all.
Well, and I don't think anyone's going to stop it, Tim. I mean, I'm with you. It's a play that has worked at an incredible rate. They're going to continue to run it. Build the statue. Tim, we appreciate the phone call. It's one of the best ideas Elliot's thrown out on the radio in a long time.
I have a proposal in regards to the statue, though.
Okay.
Cam Jurgens cannot be the center.
It's got to be Kelce.
Especially since he went in there and helped block.
Yeah, but he was also the center when it originated.
Mm-hmm.
So
it could be all the same other pieces, but Kelce has to be the center.
Okay, I mean, I'm fine with that. I mean, I think that's more than fair at this point. He was the center that was part of this when it started, and he went in there, and he helped keep this thing alive. You on board with this here?
Mm-mm.
What do you mean, no?
He was a Kelce hater, that's why.
I'm a Kelce hater.
Some people believe it.
Well, either way, like, if you're going to put up a statue, it should be an Eagles legend. Because Cam Jurgens could be, I mean, we don't know this, I don't expect this, but say Cam's just some other center that came through here in the last 2 years.
Put Cam at right guard. He was at right guard in the other Super Bowl season.
See, listen, can y'all let Cam be great? Cam just won
Cam's
a Super
fine.
Bowl.
No, that's fine.
He was
that's,
the center.
That's not the point.
Under center when the controversy became what it was.
But he wasn't the center when the play began.
No, but he's the center now.
Did he go to Minneapolis and argue or to Kelce?
He's the center now. The only reason he probably didn't go to Indianapolis is because he's an active player. Mm. But he's the center now. He is the Super Bowl champion. He's the reigning Super Bowl champion.
Kelce's also a Super Bowl champion.
He's the reigning Super Bowl champion. Can we allow Kelce?
Kelce doesn't have a chance to be the reigning Super Bowl champion.
You're going to get rocked in this poll if we put it up.
You can put the poll up.
Which center should be the Tush Push Statue Center?
It should be the center that just won the Super Bowl.
How about the one that went to Minneapolis and smacked Goodell?
I think you're out of your mind. And it's disrespectful to Kelce.
That's not the first time that I've heard you say that about me.
I think it's disrespectful.
I think it's disrespectful for you to automatically just remove Cam Jurgens after he's won the Super Bowl.
I totally disagree.
Could put Kelce in.
Cam Jurgens is not on the same plane as Kelce as an Eagle.
Cam
he's
would
not.
Understand.
He has, because Kelce's a Hall of Famer.
Right, Kelce's a Mount Rushmore Eagle.
Can we allow Cam Jurgens to write his own history?
Yeah, he
can do that.
But he's already doing that. He's a part of the team that just won the Super Bowl.
That's wonderful.
But
I'm very happy for him.
We're putting up a statue tomorrow. We're breaking ground tomorrow in a statue. I need to know who the center is.
You guys are ridiculous.
I think a lot of people would agree with us.
I don't think so.
Okay,
you know what?
All right, then we're doing the poll. You want to catch another L today?
I'll catch an L. Because, listen, not so much you guys, but if whoever votes for Cam not to be on that statue art, they're idiots.
No, that's wrong. That's wrong.
Cam
this
is
the place,
reigning
wonderful.
Super Bowl champion.
The play started with Kelce. And he sealed the deal in Minneapolis. He got up there and said, Goodell, you're a loser.
He sealed the deal so much that they automatically said after he spoke that the next time you want to talk about something, when you want to talk family business, don't bring outsiders.
All I know is this, that this was a losing battle until Jason Kelce showed up and laid the smackdown on Goodell.
So that's the story we're telling?
Yes.
That's the way this thing has been.
What I heard is he put him through a table in the meeting.
Is that right?
That's what I heard. Cam Jurgens do that? Did not.
I'm not going to win this one. I'm not going to win.
Darn right you're not. 215-592.
But I'm still stand on
94-94. It is a What If Wednesday sponsored by McGurk's Pub and Grill. If you're looking for a spot to watch the game, grab your crew and head over to McGurk's. All of their locations have a great atmosphere and an awesome game day menu. I'm thrilled that we don't have to live in a world of what if the Tush Push wasn't a play anymore, because it still is for this season. All right, while we celebrate, let's go to someone who hasn't celebrated in a long time. Cowboy Jim up on WIP.
Jason Kelce had nothing to do with it.
Don't
22
lie.
And 10.
You have
the NFL
smoking,
and the country. The NFL and the country still hates you. If the Dallas Cowboys had the same play, Tush Push, and ran it to perfection, you, Kyle, Hugh would be leading the parade down Broad Street. Kyle would have his baton, flipping it up and down, going,
get rid of the
Tush Push.
That's not
you
true.
Would.
I would not do that, Cowboy Jim. I am a fan of. You know, I'm old school. And when you talk about beating the play or or being a guy that says if you want it to stop, beat it, then that's kind of where I'm at with it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I wouldn't have done that.
Why didn't they just, Hugh, why didn't they just change it and say, okay, listen, you can have the tush, but just don't push the quarterback. Don't touch.
Jim, it didn't pass. You lost. You and the rest of the NFL lost.
Joe, these teams that voted for it, these loser teams, okay, they don't play the Eagles. They have nothing to do with playing
the Eagles. Hold on a second. The Eagles will play 14 teams this season. Nine teams voted against it. Voted for it, excuse me. Nine teams voted to keep it.
Right.
Yeah, so they play 14 teams.
They don't play the Ravens. They don't play the Jets. They don't care.
They play the Lions. The Lions.
They don't care.
The Eagles might be the Lions' biggest impediment to the Super Bowl, and the Lions voted for it.
Quinn's a football guy. Quinn's a football. He's a proud guy.
Jim, I mean, this is pathetic.
Are we going to have to listen to – now we're going to have to still listen to, oh, the country hates us. The NFL hates us.
Well, Goodell obviously was out to get the Eagles. It's clear.
And for Hugh Douglas, you guys have been disrespecting Hugh Douglas. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it.
Disrespecting Hugh? The guy's sitting here talking nonsense.
No, but I'm saying that these other hosts have been saying, like, hey, listen, if they have flag football and they bring in, you know, like, older players, let's put in T.O. or McNabb. I'm like, why don't you just put in Hugh?
Oh, Hugh can't play anymore. No, no.
He could just hike the ball and Jalen could just run around.
Jim, we're not disrespecting. We're being real with him. He's cooked.
No, I'm definitely not doing that.
It could be in L.A. You could do the show from there. Kyle could stay in Philadelphia because – we don't want him in L.A., so you do that. But it's a scumbag play.
That's enough, Jim. You're not ruining the day. I mean, this is a celebratory day, and we're not having Jim ruin it. That's enough. That is more than enough. Big V and Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Oh, man, I get to follow Stewart as Jim. Come on.
Well, because I'm actually excited to hear from you. I'm excited to hear what you got to say today. I'm like Jim, who's a big baby.
I know, but look. As of yesterday, I tried to told you they're not getting rid of the tush push.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the most
smart man, Big V.
Blind squirrel found a nut. You guys,
the best thing
unbelievable.
About it is that Kyle, Mr. Negative, was all positive on keeping it, so I knew it was going to stand.
So the key is thinking positive. Big V, I agree.
Kyle been cooking these last couple of days though.
Cooking you, some would say.
Yeah, you're getting cooked again on this new poll. I mean, I'm on a warpath right now.
I mean, he was fighting an uphill battle on this one. I mean,
Kyle's on a roll, man. If Kyle's betting any sports, you follow Kyle right now. He's got the magic touch right
now.
Well,
hold on. The hot streak's probably going to run out, so just be careful with that. Big V, what are you feeling as the tush pushes back? What are you feeling?
I feel excited, elated, because, you know, I think that he was after Lori. Lori was probably pushing back because the Eagles got probably more primetime games than anybody. And they're not giving us – the NFL isn't giving us any money on that. Lori, get on it, man. We need to be paid, compensated for the Eagles' image all across America, man. Let's make that happen.
Well, I love it. And let's run that tush push over and over and over again. Big V, speaking of good phone call, speaking of Petty, did you see what the Eagles posted on their YouTube page?
On the YouTube page?
On their YouTube page.
No, I did not.
They posted a video with highlights of the tush push. It is 26 minutes long. Uploaded it right after the decision.
I am not mad at that level of Petty.
Pelly.
Pelly. Joe, leave me alone. I got a lot going on over here today. I got some life changing stuff that's happening.
Oh no!
I'm trying to stay focused. I got some personal stuff going on. Right now.
Hugh's wallet is getting lighter by the day.
Are you about to recuse yourself from the rest of the show?
No, this show might.
This might be the only safe space for him right now.
This show must go home, Kyle.
That's what I tried to say on Friday.
It's easy for you to say when you're not ankle deep in the school.
But see, this is different.
I tried to say this on Friday and you clowned on me.
This is different because this, for me, is more about financial trauma than anything. Mm. Like, seriously, for me, like, you're talking about, like, actual trauma.
Yeah,
like,
I'm trying to save you from actual trauma. Well, you didn't try to save me. You ran away.
I kept telling you. I said, Joe. The water's rising.
You ran.
And every time I say it, I laugh because I just think back at the look that you gave me, like, what's wrong with you? You just looked at me like, what's wrong with you? You sat there and looked me in the face, like, what's wrong with you? And I'm looking and I'm like, Joe, the water's rising. Joe, it's about to flood. Joe, it's electricity all over the place. And you know what Joe did? The show.
I owed the audience a segment with Scott Fransky.
Damn the audience. I was leaving. It was raining. And we were about to die. Yeah. I don't care about the fans. Listen. And Scott said, Scott don't know the situation. I know the situation. I'm watching the water. Kyle was even trying to tell you after a while. Kyle sat there and said, shut up, old man. You know what you're talking about. Until he saw what I saw. And then he tried to save you too. And then y'all wanted to sit around and have conversation. Ain't no time for conversation.
Our job.
It's time to go.
Our job is to have conversations. We're talk show hosts.
And then you had enough nerve to say, where are you? Where do you think I am? In the truck. Leaving. Right now. At the studio.
You didn't say, does anyone need a ride? Maybe our cars were underwater.
No, because everybody was good at that point.
No, you thought that. But I had a
Everybody was good.
I swam here 6 miles. Let's go to Tyler in Delaware.
You did not.
I swam here. Tyler, what's up, man?
The way we embellish stories around these parts.
Tyler, what's up, buddy?
Yo, guys, I don't know if y'all should have cut to me because I feel as if I'm walking into a gunfight and I got no ammo.
Oh, like, no, it's all right. No, we'll,
shut up, like, Tyler.
Tyler, are you excited for the tush push?
He's about to jump me. And I haven't even said hi to him yet. I'm like, dang.
What'd I do?
Well, people can hear the frustration in your voice. You're having a tough week.
I am in financial distress right now.
Hugh's wallet's getting lighter. He's taking it out on Jason Kelce and us.
Oh, man. Hey, Hugh, being that I'm young, I still understand how you feel where it's just like you want to get out of there. You want to get home. You want to get in the bed. You want to relax. Like,
I just want to get past this
your
day.
Your social battery.
I just want to get past this day.
Yes. But, hey.
Call
this man Kyle Butter because he's on a roll. Joe, Hugh, and Kyle, I told Kyle, I apologize. My voice is shot. I drove 100 miles up to Nazareth, Pennsylvania yesterday and drove home last night.
What?
So I literally woke up this morning to the news of the tush push saying, I am elated, y'all. I am absolutely pumped. And when I tell you, not only the poetic justice of it being 22-10, how, as you said, we beat Green Bay last year in the postseason 22-10, Joe, I love you for you and me being who we are and preach that, Petty. The Eagles are petty. The Eagles, as soon as this came down, they're using the LeBron meme. I'm smiling through it all.
because I can't believe my life. They're using SpongeBob, playing the little violin, Mr. Krabs, and it's the Eagles fight song.
Yeah, that's,
I mean,
yeah, that's,
you talk about, guys, and for the rest of the Delaware Valley, you talk about the witch hunt that this play had. We all came on after this was pushed back and said the NFL is trying to get more ammo to make sure this is done away with. And you talk about a motivated Eagles team. This has got to be one of the most motivated Eagles teams I can remember. That you think about coming off of a Super Bowl win. The Super Bowl is the mountaintop. That's where other teams want to try to get to win that Lombardi. A.J. Brown, before all this happened, was upset because he missed the grind, the journey, getting there. Now, you're in a position now where this play stays, and I am so excited. I am so excited. We get the Bills' final season in their current home. We get to run it in the cold in December, smash mouth football in the snow, possibly. We get to run it in Lambeau. I heard what you guys talked about banning the Lambeau leap to get back at Green Bay. We can run this play against the Cheeseheads in their house and stick it to them. And what I love is that because it's a football play, it's more than just the Eagles that won. It's the fans of the NFL that won because this play – the fact that the Eagles have gotten this much attention, in all the years I've watched football, I can never remember one play being this type of just scrutinized the way.
Oh, I can't either. No,
being a play that
you're right.
Wins.
It's one of the most talked about plays in the history of the NFL, and making it worse. And Tyler, good phone call. Is Goodell tried to get it out and lost? I mean, Goodell looks ridiculous. I know he's about to get like $100 million to be the commissioner for the next whatever year, so he's fine. But he looks ridiculous today. He tried his best to get this out, including pushing the vote back a month, and he still lost.
His best wasn't good enough.
His best stunk.
It's almost like they're not really out to get the Eagles.
Well, no, they are. Mm-hmm. He can only control it so much. Mm-hmm. And credit to Jason Kelce, who deserves to be on the statue.
That's
for
right.
Going there today. Yeah. And really laying the smack down in that meeting.
I looked at the poll. It's not going my way.
You're getting your ass kicked.
But you know what? These are the people that are not willing to move on from Kelce.
But he's part of this.
No,
who was the center in the Super Bowl?
Jason Kelce.
This past
Which Super Bowl,
Cam Jurgens. I knew what you meant.
You know what?
I'll answer your question.
I can't get mad at
you
that.
The semantics.
We play semantics around here.
Rephrase it. Super Bowl 59. It was Jurgens.
I didn't even know it was that. Was Super Bowl 59? Okay, cool.
What number did you think it was?
I don't really care. I don't.
Who's lost track of time?
It was 59, 57, 52.
Speaking of that, I thought today was Thursday.
It's not.
Getting ready for Friday. I'm just saying.
Woke up today. It's Thursday, everyone. Yeah, getting ready for Friday.
I would just like to say, as I so often am, the voice of the Philadelphia fans.
You didn't even believe they were out to get us this morning.
Yeah, because they're not.
Well,
trying to be realistic.
Let's not forget most people were cooking you the first 2 hours of the show.
That's wonderful.
Okay.
They probably still might be.
Uh-huh.
But they're building a statue for the fans. This is for the fans to see as they walk in the link.
Yes, it's Kelce. It's
if it's 86% on this poll, Kelce.
Well, actually,
88 now. It's still climbing.
I haven't even voted yet. You're
just
going
to
tonight.
Do this for the fans.
You voted for yourself. I voted
for Cam. Yeah, I voted for Cam.
That's sad.
Because it's just disrespectful.
And it's still not going.
Right. It's not going my way. I know this because you people are goofy.
No,
they're goofy.
The fans.
I am you people and the fans. Because this is goofy. You're taking away.
It's not goofy.
First of all, it's goofy because there was a lot of people out there who didn't think Cam Jurgens could fill the shoes.
That's
guess
great.
What? He filled the shoes.
Can we all move on to Brian Dawkins too?
It's not about Cam.
He hasn't played in a long time.
No, we ain't found no replacement Brian Dawkins yet.
But we had a safety in Malcolm Jenkins, who was a leader of the team.
They
won the Super Bowl in 2017
with him.
We have
not to this day. Found a replacement for Brian Dawkins.
I agree.
We found a replacement for Jason Kelce.
Wait,
well, Cam Jurgens.
Hold on. Malcolm was a better player than Cam. In terms of like for finding a replacement, Malcolm Jenkins was a heck of a player.
But what I'm saying is this. There has not been a safety to come through here since Brian Dawkins left that's been on Brian Dawkins' left.
Cam's been the center for 1 year. Jason Kelce went how many years without missing a game?
Listen, And
like,
Cam,
you're going a little bit overboard.
Cam, in his first year, how long did it take Kelce to get him to the Super Bowl? Since we want to play semantics.
So now centers are leading teams to a Super Bowl?
We're playing semantics now. And I'm going to play semantics.
But this is just ridiculous.
Cam Jurgens, in his first year at center, got the Eagles back to the Super Bowl.
Yep, that's right.
Okay. Got them back to the Super Bowl.
That actually is elite spin by Hugh.
I'm just going to bow out of this one because it's absurd.
ESP came in here with that elite spin, and I just keep it going.
Trying to be like ESP? Is that what you're doing?
I just want to point out, Cam's been our center for one season.
One season. Yeah. And he went to the Super Bowl in the season.
One of them was a Hall of Famer.
Can we have some logic here? Which center was the originator of the tush push?
Which center
don't
was
answer,
the one?
No, that, that's right. We don't answer.
Okay,
we don't
okay
like.
Fine. Semantics.
We don't answer. We don't like the answer.
Okay, fine. The original center was Jason Kelce.
Thank you.
Who was the last center to win the Super Bowl?
Cam Jurgens.
So now you want to? You
that means that means no, I'm sorry. That means
see,
nothing,
Kyle,
Hugh.
See, Kyle, that's not right.
Yes, it is. So no, what, hold on. No, because let me use your logic then. Who was the last safety to win the Super Bowl with the Eagles? So we should move on from Brian Dawkins.
Reed Blankenship led the Eagles to a Super Bowl. I can't believe that. I missed it. You disrespected Reed.
All right, then I walked into that.
We found a Bowl winning safety.
His name is Reed Blankenship. I can't get mad that you found a loophole of my own argument. So, I mean, I digress.
Unbelievable.
I digress.
This guy just forgot about Reed Blankenship.
Man, y'all.
Put him on the statue, too. 215-592-9494. For this hour on 94WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane.
You guys are childish.
Childish?
That's all I got.
Here's childish. Goodell's childish. And
you guys are childish for taking Cam off the Mount Rushmore. I mean, not on the Mount Rushmore, but taking him out of the statue.
No, I'm not putting him on. I'm not taking him off it.
But he was a part of the team.
This is the tush push statue, which they should have wrecked outside the link. Kelce belongs there, no question. All right, if you demand peak performance for your vehicle, nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. 215-592-9494. It is the midday show as we react to the NFL leaving the tush push in. The votes did not come in, at least not enough. 22-10. The NFL needed 24 votes to ban this thing. It is back for 2025. We're celebrating here. Plus, we'll get to the other rules that were and weren't passed with the NFL meetings this week. That's the next Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.